Hello, everybody. This is Andrea Eppolito celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love, which is what makes this topic a little bit different from some of the others. I want to talk about when it's time to say goodbye to a professional relationship. Last night, I executed what is going to be the last corporate event I have done for a client that has been with me for 8 years. They are what I consider to be a legacy client, friends, family, people that really took a chance on me when I first opened up my business. And over the years, their business has changed, as mine has changed. We've gone in two totally different directions, and this company that once really, really cared about doing big productions, entertainment, and decor has shifted gears and changed the way that they entertain their clients and their employees, and they've gone to things with a little bit quieter of an element, not as much production, or at some points, not any. Instead of entertaining people in a closed environment, they're taking them out to shows and concerts and activities. And over the past 24 months, it's become obvious that my services really no longer served their best interest. And it was a struggle for us to come to a place where we did have to separate. And I wanted to talk about this because I'm so proud of not only the work that we've done together for the last 8 years, but how we handled our ultimate separation. It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't hasty. And in fact, we've spent a lot of time really talking about what our relationship looked like and how their business assisted me beyond financials, because I will say I was always compensated really well and they've been an incredibly generous company. But was I doing my very best work? Was I able to stretch creatively and come up with new and interesting things to give to them and to the attendees? Was I able to provide amazing opportunities to the partners and the other creatives in this industry that I so deeply value and love? And if I sat alone in a quiet place and I answered it honestly, the truth was no. I wasn't. I was working with people that I liked. I was working with people that I respected. I was doing a quote unquote good job in that I was checking the boxes that need to be checked. They never wanted for anything. We never had any balls dropped. And at the end of the night, there were always hugs and kisses all around, and everybody was super happy to be together. And so the professional relationship was really being driven by the personal one that we had developed. And when I started to feel like, I don't know that I'm doing what I really, first of all, as an artist and as a creative, am I doing what I really want to do here? And the answer to that was no. But as a business, was I doing something that was going to further my business goals outside of the paycheck? Was I doing work that I was proud to show? Was I creating experiences that I thought would inspire other people? And the answer to that also was no, not because of a lack of talent, but because the objectives of my client had changed. And so about a year and a half ago, I sat down with my direct contact and her boss, and we had a really honest conversation of, what does this program look like with me? And what does it look like without me? And we signed a 2-year, which we finished last night. And upon kind of finishing up the cocktail party, I sat down and I said, you know, what do you want to do for the next 2 years, for the next 4 years, for the rest of your time here with this company? And as soon as it came out of my mouth and I saw the look on my contact's face, I knew it was an unfair question because I already knew the answer and I was putting somebody else in a position to have to say it. And she kind of looked at me for a second and I said, I think we both know that we've done the best work we can do together and that it's time for you to grow in a different direction. And the amount of relief that I could feel coming off of her was enormous. And my contact said, she goes, it has nothing to do with our relationship. It's just, we're not producing the events anymore. And we keep finding things for you to do, but we don't have it. And I said, I understand. I said, what I really want to do is I want to finish tonight on a high. I want to give you a hug. I want to thank you for taking me on when my company was truly, absolutely brand new, when I wasn't tried and tested as an independent. And even though it was her predecessor that initially signed me, over the last 4 years, she's kept me. And that meant the world to me. And so I got to stand there partially as somebody who was executing this last and final event, but somewhat as a bystander. And I was able to step back and look at the 500 people in this room, some of which I've been working with now forever since the beginning of my company. And I was able to just sit in such deep appreciation of who this client is and what they have given to my business, and also very truly what I've given to them. I said my goodbyes. I gave all the hugs and kisses. I gave out my card so that I could keep in touch with the people that I wanted to keep in touch with. And at the very, very end of it, my client had a beautiful thank you note and a gift for me. And she said, I just want to know that if things change and if our programming changes, that the door is open and that we can revisit working together again. The relationship is so important to us. And I said, you know what? Our personal relationship doesn't change. I can't wait to see what you do in the future. I'm so excited to keep up with your kids and your hobbies and everything that you're doing on Facebook. And if it changes in either direction, the door is always open. And when you come back in a few weeks, I'm absolutely going to drive down to the Strip. We're absolutely going to have a drink together, or we're going to grab lunch. And I'm just so proud of what we've done. And I got in the car and I felt really, really good and very much at peace. And it kind of made me wonder, are we ending our relationships with the same level of respect that we start them with? I think a lot of times when we approach each other, whether it's B2B or C2B, and we start relationships with our clients or with our partners, it's kind of like dating. And everything is new, everything is exciting, there's butterflies, you want to put your best foot forward, and everything you do kind of, you know, keeps you riding on this high of newness. And as time goes on, it's natural that you shift into something that's a little bit calmer. And it's a dance that you perfect over time, where you know how to move around each other. You have a set expectation of what each person is going to give. And in some instances, like in a marriage, that dance kind of perfects itself over time, and it becomes a really great source of comfort to you, and it becomes the bedrock that you can build everything else on. But in other cases, in relationships that don't last, it becomes very stale. And perhaps you feel stifled, or the other person that you're working with isn't getting from you what they need. But the level of respect that you have for each other doesn't change. And the idea that we like each other as people doesn't change. So how do we honestly look at ourselves and at our work product? How do we look at what we want for ourselves in the future and in the coming years? And can we say honestly whether or not all of our professional relationships are serving us well into the future? Having hard conversations is something I have always been really, really good at. It's never fun, but if there's one thing that I've always kind of excelled at, it's being able to accept the reality of a situation and say, this is where we are, and this is where we're not, and this is what needs to happen. And last night, I did that beautifully, but I have to say that in the past, I haven't always done that. There have been relationships that have gone by the wayside without the same level of respect towards me and from me. There have been professional relationships that have just kind of, you know, withered away. And I wish that we would have, you know, closed those boxes with a prettier bow. And there have been relationships with clients that, you know, they end and you're like kind of grateful and kind of relieved, like, okay, good, I don't have to do that again. But if last night taught me anything, If last night taught me anything, it's that we have the ability to say goodbye beautifully. We have the ability to look at our relationships through really crystal clear glasses and to determine for ourselves and for our clients whether or not these relationships are the ones that best serve us. We can have honest conversations that are rooted in respect for each other, for the past, and for each other's future. And we can close the door temporarily, leaving the option there so that we can revisit it later. I know in my heart of hearts that the people I've worked with for the last 8 years are going to continue to be in my social network. I know that we're going to continue to wish each other a happy birthday. I know that I'm going to follow the work that they do and vice versa. And I truly hope that some of them become clients and stay in the Andrea Eppolito Events family on a go-forward basis. But one way or the other, nothing that happens in the future is going to erase the 8 beautiful years that we spent together, working together and kind of being in the trenches and doing some really extraordinary things. I don't think that we should fault our clients when their business takes them in a different direction that perhaps pulls them away from each other. I don't think that we should fault our couples if they want something that we can't do. But I absolutely think that it's our responsibility to know who we are and to set the boundaries so that when a relationship has to end, whether it's with a client or a couple or a business partner, that we end it with the same level of respect and the same joyful enthusiasm that we've had when we have begun it. So those are my thoughts for today. It's about time to say goodbye, not to the podcast, not to each other, but I'm just so excited about the fact that I get to watch these people that I care about move on in a direction that's going to be really fulfilling to them. And I'm so proud of the fact that I put them in a position to where they can do that without any injury to either of us. So if you as a listener have a story about a time that you had to separate with someone in your circle and it went really, really well, I would love to hear that. If you have a story that ended sadly or abruptly or with hurt feelings, I'd actually really like to have that too. And I would love to open up the conversation about how we as an industry are treating each other's businesses. I think we as people try to do a really good job at taking care of each other. I like to hope that we do. But when it comes to the business standpoint, how are our businesses acting? How are our businesses behaving? Are we acting with respect? Are we showing proper etiquette? Are we doing the things that we know need to happen, even if they impact us in a negative way? I hope that we all are. I hope we're moving into that direction. I know that every day I try to run my business with a level of authenticity and integrity. And as much as I'm going to miss the paycheck, and trust me, we all miss the paycheck, I'm not going to miss feeling like I'm phoning it in. I'm not going to miss that feeling of there's so much more that I want to do, but this client doesn't want it. And I'm so excited for the fact that they have found another provider that I got to meet and know that's going to give them exactly what they're looking for in the exact way. So those are my thoughts today. That's what I am thinking about. That's what I am working on. I hope that we are all able to continue building really, really beautiful relationships and that when we have to say goodbye to each other, we do it with life, luxury, and above all else, love and respect. I will speak to you guys again soon. Have a great weekend.